Yes, it's a story that has legs. Legs that belong to a 5'5", 105-pound pretty brunette named Kristen who offered her services to Client 9, otherwise known as the Governor of New York. The story is still on the front page of the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and of course the paper that broke the story, the New York Times. Now, after the initial shock that the crusading former attorney general was allegedly a repeat customer of a prostitution operation, now comes the political fallout. New York's top Republican is threatening to push for impeachment proceedings if the Democratic governor doesn't step down within the next 24 to 48 hours. Now, Spitzer spent most of his day holed up in his Fifth Avenue apartment. Rick Carlin, the Capitol reporter for the Albany Times-Union, spent a big part of his day covering this very big story. Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I want to ask you a broader picture question. You know, in other political scandals, when other politicians have done something like this, let's say, you know, the Jim McGreevy situation or Roland in Connecticut, there was always somebody saying, yeah, you know, I knew about that. I kind of knew this was going on. Yet you reported the state capitol was at a standstill because of shock.
This really came out of the blue. This was not something that anyone really had an inkling about, and really until Friday when a couple of reporters, including some at our paper in the Times, got wind that something might have been going on with an investigation. We had known that Elliot Spitzer had flown down to Washington, D.C. on the dates that were in question. But other than that, it was a real shock. He has this image of Mr. Clean. He also has an image of a family man. He's frequently seen with his wife and his three teenage daughters, and he's the kind of guy who, in a way, he's sort of a geeky guy, just focused on policy and you know, cleaning up government. So this was something that came as a real surprise.
So no rumblings at all.
Say what?
No rumblings really.
No, not until that in Friday. No, it just was a total surprise, which makes it all the more paralyzing. I guess for the lawmakers here don't know how to react to it either. I mean, the Democrats are predictably hesitant to really say anything against him. The Republicans have jumped on it, and people are just wondering at this point, when is he going to resign? That's what the current chapter is right now.
Let's talk about the political position that Spitzer is in. Does he have enough goodwill to tough it out and not resign?
That's the problem. I don't think that he does. Hmm. When he came into office, he came in as the white knight. He was going to clean up Albany, and that meant both Republicans and Democrats. And he in the past year has waged some pitched battles with Democrats as well as Republicans. Last year, he had a big fight with the Democrats over who the state comptroller would be. The previous state comptroller, Alan Hevesy, he had to resign amid a scandal. Okay, he was abusing state workers, having them chauffeur his wife around. Spitzer wanted to appoint his own person as comptroller. However, the law states that the assembly, the Democratic Assembly, gets to choose the comptroller. They had a big battle over that. He went and attacked some Democrats in their home districts after that happened. So he doesn't have this reservoir of support, even among the Democrats.
Yeah, no political capital to spend at this point.
He doesn't have that. No, that's correct.
The only New York
that's a big problem.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. The only New York governor to step down amid scandal, that was all the way back in 1913. And
yes.
CNN is reporting that aides of Lieutenant Governor David Patterson and Spitzer are holding these transition meetings.
I don't know how much I'm not sure how close those meetings are. There's reports that the aides are talking, but apparently the governor has not spoken to the lieutenant governor in a while. But I'm sure that the aides here in the Capitol are talking. As a matter of fact, I know they are, because they know what's coming. And there is, to some extent, a permanent government here in Albany. There are some aides who are going to stay, and some are going to leave. But the ones who know they're going to stay know that things have to keep running, and they've been talking really since Monday. Some of the people who are Spitzer's true inner circle, the three or four or five people that he brought in from the attorney general's office, okay, from his days as attorney general, will likely be gone on the day that he leaves as well.
Let me ask you about Patterson. You said something interesting, that Spitzer and Patterson maybe necessarily haven't talked recently.
Yeah.
They're not close, even though he's his lieutenant
governor? They've never been particularly close. I mean, they don't have a real history together. When Spitzer was looking for a running mate, he just sort of people were kind of surprised. They said, "Okay, David Patterson's a good choice." In other words, they don't have a long alliance going back previous to the election. They haven't been foes or anything like that, but they don't have a long history together, no.
Well, that's really interesting. Well, Patterson, he could become the first African-American governor of New York, the first legally blind governor United States.
Mm-hmm.
What will he face in this new role if he steps in?
Well, he'll have to rebuild the staff, which I think he'll be able to do pretty quickly. He's been in the state Senate for over two decades. And I think one of the biggest problems he'll face will be the same thing that Spitzer would have faced, is that New York is veering towards a budget crisis. We're talking about a $5 billion budget deficit. New York's economy is heavily dependent on Wall Street's fortunes. And as you know, those are not doing so well these days. So he has his work cut out for him. He's going to have to deal with an always contentious legislature that always wants to spend more money.
Yeah.
And his first job will be what any governor of New York has had to deal with in the last decade, trying to pull back the reins on spending and bringing a lot of diverse elements together in order to create a state budget.
One thing that's interesting about the Spitzer case is they weren't going after Elliot Spitzer. He got caught up in sort of these post-9/11 expanded financial surveillance rules aimed at terrorists and drug traffickers and all that kind of things, which is sort of interesting that he got caught in this net. Is there any schadenfreude about Elliot Spitzer's fall? They've been discussed of possibly a presidential candidate one day.
There is tremendous schadenfreude on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Because he was I think the Wall Street Journal in their headline front page story yesterday referred to him as a scourge of Wall Street. There's a lot of people on Wall Street, traders, who felt that sometimes he came down too hard on them. And if you look on some of the Wall Street, some of these Wall Street traders have their own blogs. They're celebrating in the blogosphere even over what's happening in Spitzer. They see it as comeuppance for arrogance and overzealous prosecution. I'm not sure that that's true, but that's the way they feel.
What's your gut tell you? He's going to step down or stay put?
Oh, I can't imagine him staying put at this point. Hmm. It's just
how, right?
How would he do it? Everything would come to a standstill. I mean, it's already come to a standstill in terms of state government, and it's just hard to imagine him staying. The question is, when will he step down? And there's a lot of varying opinions. On Monday night, there was a lot of buzz going around that he was going to step down Monday night, late Monday night. Tuesday came and went.
Well,
now the consensus seems to be sometimes today.
It's 8:15 in the morning. We got a whole day ahead of us. So, Rick Carlin, good luck with this on your reporting.
Yeah.
And check back with npr.org all through the day to find out what happens to Elliot Spitzer.
Beep, beep.